News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan on Thursday said justice would prevail in a tragic incident in which a pregnant wild elephant suffered a painful death in the state after consuming a fruit laced with explosives. He also alleged that some people, including union ministers, were using the incident to tarnish the image of the state. In a tragic incident in Palakkad district, a pregnant elephant has lost its life. Many of you have reached out to us. We want to assure you that your concerns will not go in vain. Justice will prevail, Vijayan said in a tweet. He added that an investigation is underway and is focusing on three suspects. The police and forest departments will jointly investigate the incident. The district police chief and the district forest officer visited the site today. We will do everything possible to bring the culprits to justice, he said in another tweet. We will also try to address the causes behind the increased incidences of human-wildlife conflict. Climate change could be adversely affecting both the local communities and animals, he added. Vijayan said personnel of Kerala Police and the Forest Department's crime investigation team visited the spot and collected evidence. His remarks came after the Forest Department on Thursday took one person into custody for questioning and said the elephant may have eaten jaggery-coated crackers that farmers used to ward off wild boars and not a pineapple as believed till now. The Kerala Raj Bhavan's public relations officer in a tweet said the State Forest Department has registered a case under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. The Kerala Police have registered a case under the Explosives Act 1884 and Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act 1960, it quoted Governor Arif Mohammed Khan as saying. Two high-level special teams of police and forest departments are investigating the cases. I've already taken up the matter with the state government, expressing my anguish. The government of Kerala is taking adequate and strong actions, and those responsible for this abominable act will be brought to justice, added the governor. Officials said the person being questioned works at the farmland where the elephant was last seen. The elephant had died in the Veliyar River in Palakkad district on May 27. The animal entered the river and stood in the water for hours after it consumed the cracker-filled fruit. Principal Chief Conservator of Forests and Chief Wildlife Warden Surendra Kumar said the elephant being fed a pineapple filled with crackers is just one of the possibilities which has not been ruled out. We don't have evidence of that yet, he told News 18. The cracker is believed to have exploded inside the elephant's mouth when it chewed the food. Its jaw was found broken. The cruelty of the act has caused global outrage and led to the Kerala Forest Department launching an investigation. The central government has also ordered a probe into the incident. Vijayan also said that he was saddened by the fact that some have used this tragedy to unleash a hate campaign. Lies built upon inaccurate descriptions and half-truths were employed to obliterate the truth. Some even tried to import bigotry into the narrative. Wrong priorities, he said, adding that Kerala is a society that respects outrage against injustice. The Supreme Court has dismissed the plea filed by the CBI seeking review of its verdict granting bail to former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in the INX media corruption case. The Apex Court had on October 22 last year granted bail to Chidambaram in the case, saying he was neither a flight risk nor was there a possibility of his abscondence from the trial. A bench headed by Justice R. Banumathi rejected the review plea filed by the CBI, saying the last year verdict does not suffer from any error apparent warranting its reconsideration. Application for oral hearing, the review petition in open court is rejected. We have perused the review petition and the connected papers carefully and are convinced that the order of which review has been sought does not suffer from any error apparent warranting its reconsideration, the bench, also comprising Justices A.S. Bopanna and Hrishikesh Roy, said. The review petition is accordingly dismissed, the bench said in its June 2 order, which was uploaded on the Apex Court website on Thursday. Chidambaram was arrested by the CBI on August 21 last year in the corruption case, which was registered on May 15, 2017, alleging irregularities in a Foreign Investment Promotion Board clearance granted to the INX Media Group for receiving overseas funds of Rs. 305 crore in 2007 during his tenure as finance minister. Chidambaram has denied all the allegations leveled against him in the case. Amazon.com is in early-stage talks to buy a stake worth at least $2 billion in mobile operator Bharti Airtel. Three people with knowledge of the discussions told Reuters in a move that could turbocharge India's digital economy. The planned investment, if completed, would mean Amazon acquiring a roughly 5% stake based on the current market value of Bharti, which is India's third-largest telecom company with more than 300 million subscribers. The discussions between Amazon and Bharti come at a time when global players are placing major bets on the digital arm of Reliance Industries, which owns Bharti's telecom rival Jio. Reliance's digital unit has raised $10 billion in recent weeks from Facebook, KKR and others. The talks between Bharti and Amazon are at an early stage and the deal terms could change or an agreement may not be reached, said two of the three sources, all of whom declined to be identified because the discussions are confidential. An Amazon spokeswoman said the company does not offer comments on speculation of what we may or may not do in future. Bharti said they routinely work with all digital players to bring their products, content and services to customers. Beyond that, there is no other activity to report, it said in a statement. Amazon counts India as a crucial growth market where it has committed $6.5 billion in investments, mainly towards expanding its e-commerce footprint. The Seattle-based company has in recent years also expanded its digital offerings in India via its voice-activated speakers, video streaming and cloud storage, as it seeks to tap a rising number of internet and smartphone users in the country of 1.3 billion people. Hollywood celebrities, musicians and political leaders gathered in front of the golden casket of George Floyd at a fiery memorial on Thursday for the man whose death at the hands of police sparked global protests, with a civil rights leader declaring it is time for black people to demand get your knee off our necks. The service, the first in a series of memorials set for three cities over 6 days, unfolded at a sanctuary at North Central University, as a judge a few blocks away set bail at $750,000 each for the three fired Minneapolis police officers charged with aiding and abetting the murder in Floyd's death. George Floyd's story has been the story of black folks, because ever since 401 years ago, the reason we could never be who we wanted and dreamed to be is you kept your knee on our neck, the Reverend Al Sharpton said in a fierce eulogy. It is time for us to stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks. Floyd, a 46-year-old out-of-work bouncer, died on May 25 after a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, put his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes as he lay handcuffed on the pavement, gasping that he couldn't breathe. Chauvin has been charged with murder and he and the others could get up to 40 years in prison. From coast to coast and from Paris and London to Sydney and Rio de Janeiro, the chilling cell phone video of Floyd's slow death has set off turbulent and sometimes violent demonstrations against police brutality, racism and inequality. Those gathered at Thursday's tribute stood in silence for 8 minutes 46 seconds, the amount of time Floyd was alleged to be on the ground under the control of police. Sharpton vowed that this will become a movement to change the whole system of justice. Time is out for not holding you accountable. Time is out for you making excuses. Time is out for you trying to stall. Time is out for empty words and empty promises. Time is out for you filibustering and trying to stall the arm of justice, he said. The service drew the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Senator Amy Klobuchar, and other members of Congress, including Representatives Ilhan Omar, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Ayanna Pressley. Among the celebrities in attendance were T.I., Ludacris, Tyrese Gibson, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish and Marsai Martin. And the world hit another new record high for heat-trapping carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, despite reduced emissions, scientists announced on Thursday. Measurements of carbon dioxide, the chief human-caused greenhouse gas, averaged 417.1 parts per million at Mauna Loa, Hawaii, for the month of May, when carbon levels in the air peak, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said. That's 2.4 parts per million higher than a year ago. Even though emissions of carbon dioxide from the burning of fossil fuels dropped by as much as 17% in April, it was a brief decline. Carbon dioxide can stay in the air for centuries, so the short-term reductions of new carbon pollution for a few months didn't have much of a big-picture effect, said NOAA senior scientist Peter Tans. It illustrates how difficult it is, what a huge job it is, to bring emissions down, Tans said. We are really committing the Earth to an enormous amount of warming for a very large time. Records with direct measurements go back to 1958, and carbon dioxide levels are now nearly 100 parts per million higher than then. That's a 31% increase in 62 years. The rise in atmospheric carbon dioxide levels is relentless, and this means the costs of climate change to humans and the planet continue to rise relentlessly as well, said University of Michigan Environment Dean Jonathan Overbeck. Carbon levels in the air were higher in the distant past before humans, Tan said. Carbon dioxide levels peak in May because after late May, growing plants suck up more of the heat-trapping gas, causing carbon amounts in the air to drop, Tan said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.